This is Rory from the Movie Magoos, here to look around at what's out of the movies this week on Fab FM.
Welcome to the review for A Quiet Place. This movie's going to be a tough one for me to review on a purely technical level. See, when I put this show together, I usually cherry-pick sound bites and dialogue from various trailers that the studios put out, and I edit them right into these audio reviews to help paint a picture of what I'm talking about and emphasise my points. But this film? There's almost no dialogue at all. And I'm not just talking about the trailer here. I'm talking about the movie itself. I've got no material to edit into this episode. I'm going to have to get creative here. So let's see how we go. A Quiet Place is a horror thriller that will make you incredibly self-conscious of making any noise in the cinema at all. I saw people with Maltesers stop the Malteser like halfway to their mouth, daren't take a bite because of the noise it would create. This is more of a thriller than a horror, in the same way Ridley Scott's Alien is all about the tension and suspense, with short bursts of terrifying horror. That's the vibe you're going to get from A Quiet Place. It's going to wreak havoc on your nerves. Here's the official synopsis. In the modern thriller A Quiet Place, a family of four must navigate their lives in silence after mysterious creatures that hunt by sound threaten their survival. If they hear you, they hunt you. Okay, that's the end of the synopsis. This is a story that gets straight to the point. It follows the day-to-day lives of one particular family. What I really enjoyed about this film was that they didn't just make it about surviving the monsters, or finding others, or some big journey in a battle. These people are just living a somewhat normal life, even though the world has become overrun with monsters and almost everybody is dead. Surviving these monsters has just become a normal day. But what makes this film special is that while it sets up for these big scares, they also take the time to develop complex relationships between the characters. The troubled teenage daughter and her father, the husband and wife, and the lengths they go to build a home and have some normality in this inhabitable world. It wasn't just a movie about scaring the audience. It was a movie where you really got to understand who these people are. It just made it so much more interesting. In screenwriting and filmmaking, there are two ways that suspense can be set up in a movie or a thriller like this. The first kind, we, the audience, know something that the characters do not, that they are in danger, but they don't know it. Like the shark in Jaws, we watch on in dread, unable to assist no matter how much we want to, and we slowly watch it all fold out. That's one kind of suspense. The second way suspense can be achieved in a film, and probably the more commonly used way in films these days, is we take on the perspective of the protagonist. We follow them moment to moment as they move through the scene, and surprises leap out at us as they do the characters on the screen. We get the big jump scare. Both methods can be incredibly effective when done well, but often favour one over the other. This film doubles down the tension and suspense and does them both equally well. 1 minute I'm holding my breath, gripped in suspense because I can hear the aliens are in the house, and I know there is a pointy nail on that staircase that Emily Blunt's character does not know about. And the aliens are upstairs now, and her water just broke. So she needs to be so quiet. Please don't step on the nail. Please don't step on the nail. I'm holding my breath. It's incredibly suspenseful. And it just gets worse and worse, and the suspense keeps getting built up and up and up and up. And after that point, rather than give the audience a moment to relax and breathe that off, the movie just switches to the other method of suspense. We now take on the perspective of the characters and live in the moment. The film rarely lets up, if at all. Even in the quieter, happier moments, there's still an underlying sense of suspense. Every little bump made me jump, and every little jump felt justified. That rhymed unintentionally, but I'm going to go with it. This is excellent filmmaking. I'm going to go ahead and use the actors' names here instead of their character names, because none of them can speak. We never really learn the characters' names at all. John Krasinski, the director, plays the father. This was Jim from the TV series The Office, and he's an actor constantly proving that he is better than that. His role in this family is protector of the kids, while Emily Blunt is the mother and the teacher. These two need each other, and they're still in love. It's nice, even in this isolated, post-annihilated world that they live in. Emily Blunt and John Krasinski really are married in real life, so, you know, maybe that added to the realism. Via the kids in this film, we learn about the world that they now live in and how they've managed to survive for so long. The teenage daughter, played by Millicent Simmons, is especially good. Her character is carrying a tremendous guilt over the death of a loved one, and that manifests itself in a strained relationship with her overprotective father. These quiet scenes between the two of them are tremendously powerful. This is the kind of character development that is often omitted from these kinds of movies, but it's exactly why this film works so well. Second small side note, John Krasinski, the director and star, also played the monsters in a motion capture suit. He's everywhere in this movie. He's the hero, he's the monster, he's the director. There's nothing this guy can't do. This is a wonderfully cinematic-looking film. The expansive paddocks surrounding the farmhouse, the light bulbs on ropes hanging in every direction. It all looked really, really good. All right, here's my final thoughts. A Quiet Place is a film that excels in every department. The story, the acting, the cinematography, the art direction, the editing, the visual effects, and the directing. They all deliver far more than this genre usually gives us. I hope this film is seen and acknowledged as the brilliant film that it is. Its originality struck me in the same way that last year's Get Out struck me. And that film went on to win an Oscar. Will this one? I hope so. But even if it doesn't, I'm glad this film exists. I hope it encourages filmmakers and audiences to move away from reboots and sequels and do something original. It is fantastic filmmaking, first-rate performances, and a scary as hell movie. I highly recommend it.
This is Rory from the movie Magoos. See you for the next review on Fab FM. 'Cause it's fab! I love it!